Good morning, everybody. Welcome to more of our Community Corner on KQWC for this Thursday, the 27th. Just got done speaking with May Carr from the Iowa DNR. And speaking now with Denise Ryder, who represents CFR, about a very special program coming up on Monday, the 31st, to wrap up this month of August. And Denise, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. So we have something special going on in Fort Dodge. They're at Olson Park, I believe, on Monday, the 31st. Would you fill us in on that, please?
Yeah, it's an overdose awareness event. It is from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday, August 31st at the Bandshell in Olson Park.
Mm-hmm. How many years has this been going on?
I believe 5 now, maybe 6. I've lost track, Pat.
That's okay. So let's tell us about your involvement with this program, Denise, in Fort Dodge on Monday.
So March 5th of 2016, my 19-year-old son passed away of an accidental overdose. He had taken a hydrocodone that had been cut with fentanyl. That one decision took his life and changed ours forever. So I now use that pain and loss to try and do some good and make awareness so that maybe another family does not have to go through what we've been through.
And this is why we have this program, Denise, coming up next Monday to educate the public about the dangers of this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also you'll hear stories of recovery, because at the time that I lost Dalton, the stigma was so strong. It's still very strong. And I didn't want people to know how he died, because I didn't want that to be his legacy. But I've since figured out it's not really his legacy, it's mine and what I've chose to do with it. And I don't want to sit down and be quiet. I want to help people so that they don't have to go through this.
See, I met with a very good friend of ours, Darren Helton, who was with the program. And he says CFR is in 11 counties in all of this area. Am I correct on that, Denise?
Yes.
And it does a world of good for that.
And we're hoping to make some change and change the stigma and make people aware of what's going on in our communities, so that, you know, they know what's there and how to prevent this and the things we can do to help people. So since all of this has happened, I've also become a CFR staff. I work in our men's recovery house in Webster City. And that's enlightened me in a lot of ways too. So
how many speakers taking part of this?
We have 3 people discussing their recovery journeys. There's also people from our prevention team, from our treatment teams, myself and my 11-year-old grandson will speak.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And if they want more information, what time does it begin again there, Denise?
It begins at 4, and it runs until 6 p.m.
And that should be going on about the time people get out from work in the Fort Dodge area. So again, make sure you make the journey over to Olson Park in Fort Dodge for a very special program scheduled for this coming Monday, the 31st. And this is kind of a kickoff to September, the following day. That's for Recovery Month.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I strongly encourage everyone to come, because if they think that this hasn't touched their life or won't touch their life, I thought that too.
Mm-hmm. And does CFR, do they have a Facebook page too?
They do have a Facebook page,
I believe. Or they can simply just Google that in there.
I believe it's just Community and Family Resources.
Yeah, Community and Family Resources. And how about a website? Do they have something like that too there, Denise?
Yeah, that's the same thing, Community and Family Resources.
Mm-hmm. Which is shortened down to simply CFR, which I've been used to for so many years. So again, please attend the program scheduled for this Monday, the 31st, and that will be held in Fort Dodge at Olson Park, running from 4 until 6 p.m. Your time well spent on that. Denise, did you have anything else this morning for us?
I do not. Yeah, I have Daniel from our prevention team. Do you have anything for him, Daniel?
Unless you have any questions for me, I don't have anything.
All right. Sounds good. So again, please attend a very special program coming to Olson Park in Fort Dodge this coming Monday, the 31st. And again, my many thanks to Denise Ryder joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this for us, Pat.